If you're into science fiction, you may have heard of the Nebulas or the Hugos. If you're not into science fiction, they're like the Oscars of sci-fi literature. Big honors for writers who write in that genre. American author Ted Chiang is a guy who knows what it's like to get both Nebulas and Hugos multiple times. And in February, there's a chance that a film inspired by Ted's work will come up at the actual Oscars.
Dr. Banks, you're at the top of everyone's list when it comes to translations. You hear any words?
Is that?
Yes.
Am I the only one having trouble saying aliens?
That's Amy Adams in Arrival. The film is based on Ted Chiang's short story called Story of Your Life, all about a linguist trying to decode the language of aliens. And you might be seeing more movie adaptations of Ted Chiang's work on the way. It's a huge surprise for a lot of people, including Ted, who kind of believed his sci-fi short stories. Mind you, they're beautifully thoughtful. They're very complex, but he and a lot of people thought they were unfilmable. I spoke to Ted Chiang about his work's recent success on the screen. Have a listen. Has science fiction always been a passion of yours, Ted?
Yes. Pretty much since I was, I'd say, 11 years old.
Yeah.
That was when I started discovering, like, the works of Isaac Asimov and Arthur C. Clarke.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And those really were what made me a fan of science fiction.
Is it a specific book that you read and you said, you know, I'd like to be able to do something like this?
Asimov's Foundation Trilogy was probably the book that had the most impact on me. And at the same time that I was reading Isaac Asimov's science fiction, I was also reading his nonfiction about science. In his nonfiction, I came to learn that I came to understand that science was full of wonder, that science could make you feel awe, and science fiction did that as well.
Right.
And so I think I sort of fell in love with both of those at the same time in the same manner. And there was a strong similarity between the way science fiction did that and the way science itself did that.
Yeah, I want to talk about the story of your life. The short story, the movie Arrival, is based on a lot of people calling the story of your life. They're just calling it Arrival now. This is what it's being known as. Aliens make contact. The protagonist, Louise Banks, is a linguist who's trying to understand how to communicate with them. And it ain't easy. Ted, as you might imagine, I'm trying to get away with this without doing any spoilers. But linguistics, while you don't see it that often in a lot of literature, factors heavily into the story of your life. And is it true you studied linguistics for 5 years before you started to write this story?
Well, I didn't formally, you know, enroll in a university and try and, you know.
Right.
I did not get a degree in linguistics.
You didn't end up with a PhD in linguistics or anything
no,
like that, no.
Not by any stretch of the imagination. I read books on linguistics in my spare time over a period of about 5 years, because I knew that to write from the point of view of a linguist, I would have to do a lot of research to have any shot of writing from that point of view.
Were you aiming to write a short story that featured linguistics as a major device, or did you have the idea of the plot first?
Yeah, actually, the linguistics came second. The original idea for the story had more to do with, you know, a character in a specific situation and thinking about the positives and the negative outcomes of a certain decision. And I needed my character to have a certain perspective in order to sort of make the point I was trying to make. And what I wanted to write about was a character who could see the future and knew what the future would bring and decided to sort of go ahead anyway, in spite of knowing that there would be pain involved. But the character figured that the joy would make the pain you know, acceptable. And so I needed a character to have the ability to know the future. And I thought about different ways in which, you know, my character might obtain this ability to know the future.
Right.
And, you know, one was, you know, some form of meditation. Another was taking some sort of mind-altering drug. But neither of those seemed particularly interesting to me. But then I was thinking about this idea in linguistics known as the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis.
Can you give me, like, the 9-year-old explanation of what that is?
Yes. So the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis, it's the idea that the language you speak shapes the kinds of thoughts you can have, possibly even affects the way you perceive the universe.
Okay, right.
And even though this idea has been largely discredited, at least in its stronger form, it is an idea that which I find consistently interesting to think about. And so it seemed like a good way for my character to gain knowledge of the future would be to have her learn a language. I felt like I could build a story around that. And after I decided that, then I realized, okay, so my character has to be a linguist. I need a situation where she learns a previously unknown language. And so the rest of the story grew out of that.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Ted Chiang, who wrote a short story called The Story of Your Life, which the new hit sci-fi movie Arrival is based on. And that brings up an interesting point, Ted. Just as a person, what was your reaction when you found out they wanted to turn your short story into a movie?
Well, initially, I was just really surprised because the story is not what most people would consider a likely candidate for adaptation into film.
Right. It's nonlinear. It's a lot of dialogue, a lot of interior dialogue. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Most of the action of the story is, you know, people sort of sitting in a room talking.
Right.
A lot of the story takes place, you know, inside the protagonist's head. It's not something that I could see being made into a film. So mostly I was, you know, sort of surprised that that these producers wanted to try, and I was really curious to see how the screenwriter would tackle it.
Were you nervous? I mean, were you nervous about giving permission for them to do this? Were you worried that they might? Because, you know, there's no shortage of literature to film adaptations that have been letdowns, not just for audiences, but for the authors as well.
Yes, absolutely. we all know the history of movie adaptations is not a pretty one.
Right.
Well, I didn't grant them full permission right away. The process was actually sort of a more slower and more drawn out one. So I had time to get to know what the screenwriter had in mind, see a draft of his screenplay, and that gave me some faith in them, that they would do an interesting job, that their goal was not to make a really conventional Hollywood film.
Ted, you've had the opportunity to actually sit in a movie theater. I don't know if you had some popcorn, but you know, you sat in a chair and you got to watch your story come to life in film. Tell me about that. And did you like it?
Yes, I am very happy with the film. Having a major motion picture made of my work is an incredible experience. And I think the fact that the movie turned out as well as it did is, I think, almost literally a miracle. Because, you know, as we said before, you know, the track record is not promising. But this movie turned out really well. And I have had many reminders since since the movie opened of just the incredible reach that movies have, just how many orders of magnitude larger it is than certainly the audience for my work before, but, you know, the audience for most written work, unless you're, you know, Stephen King or J.K. Rowling. There have been, for example, a lot of articles about how the movie has raised the profile of linguists. I don't think any number of novels featuring linguist protagonists will have the same impact as a major motion picture with a protagonist as a linguist. So, you know, that I think is, you know, one example of the cultural impact that movies have. It is part of the cultural conversation in a way that prose fiction is not.
Do you hope that people in the future, the same way you read Asimov, the same way you read the great science fiction writers when you were 11, as you said, I mean, do you hope that in the future people may be able to look at your work in the same way?
Oh, well, I have no expectation that anyone will look at my work in the same way as, I mean, I would never compare my work to that of Asimov or Clarke. You know, they are titans in the field. What I hope comes out of Arrival is that people start to think of science fiction movies as being something other than special effects-driven blockbusters. Because for people who read science fiction, we know of science fiction as something that, you know, it is not about space battles. It is not about aliens and, you know, giant starships blowing up. That is not what science fiction is about. But I think that most people who don't read science fiction, their impression of science fiction is formed by a certain very conventional type of Hollywood movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, Arrival is not that. And I hope that it gets people to realize that, you know, science fiction doesn't have to be that. Science fiction movies don't have to be like that, that they can be thoughtful, that they can be emotional. They can be quiet mood pieces. They can be all of those things instead of being about people punching and shooting each other.
Ted Chiang, thank you so much for talking to us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Ted Chiang is the author of the short story, Story of Your Life. It's part of a larger collection of short stories that was recently republished under the title Arrival, which is convenient considering that particular story is the basis for the new science fiction thriller, Arrival. And while you're hearing about this movie, you should also get a little taste of the music in it. You may have heard me say this was a film that was considered to be unfilmable, an unfilmable story about the alien language. So how do you compose a score for something like that? Have a listen. Everybody, sing along, all together. It's Icelandic composer Johan Johansson from his score to Denis Villeneuve's science fiction film, Arrival. Johan mostly used piano recordings and human voices to make the music match up with the plot about alien language. He's been nominated for 2 Oscars for Best Original Score over the years, including one for his work on Denis Villeneuve's film Sicario, but he won't be nominated this year. That's because Villeneuve included another piece by German composer Max Richter in the movie, disqualifying it. Sounds like there's no hard feelings, though. Johan Johansson, Denis Villeneuve are working together right now on the new Blade Runner film.